China says the entry of a U.S. military plane in a no-fly zone is purely provocative. The plane reportedly entered airspace used for live fire exercises by the Northern Theater of the People's Liberation Army on Tuesday. A spokesperson for China's Ministry of National Defense says the move encroached on China's sovereignty, interrupted ordinary military operations, and could easily be misjudged or have caused an accident. And China's urging the U.S. to refrain from such actions in the future. A Canadian court's blocked the release of more documents related to the arrest of Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou. Lawyers for the Canadian Attorney General claim that some of the documents would threaten national security if disclosed. Meng's lawyers pushed for the release of the documents as part of a claim that Canadian and American officials committed abuses of process during her arrest at Vancouver International Airport in December 2018. Meng's scheduled to appear in court next month for hearings. The company that owns TikTok has made its first disclosure of user data as part of a lawsuit against the Trump administration's executive order to ban TikTok in the United States. ByteDance says it protects U.S. user data by storing that data outside of China on servers in the United States and in Singapore. Data shows that the video sharing app now has 100 million monthly active users in the U.S. and 500 million globally. A new report by CB Insights says ByteDance is the world's largest unicorn company by valuation. Among the nearly 500 global unicorns, ByteDance ranks first with a valuation of $140 billion, followed by ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing, valued at $56 billion. A Bloomberg report says a COVID-19 vaccine developed by a Chinese company could be effective. The report says the company was ahead of most other potential vaccines. Beijing-based Sinovac, a NASDAQ-listed Chinese biopharmaceutical manufacturer, began final-stage trials in July on its inactivated COVID-19 vaccine called CoronaVac. A World Health Organization official says chances of people being reinfected with COVID-19 are slim. The University of Hong Kong announced on Monday that a man had contracted the new coronavirus for a second time after an interval of more than 4 months. University of Hong Kong scientists who announced the reinfection case said the virus strains that infected the man more than 4 months apart were different. Spain will deploy 2,000 members of the armed forces to help the country's 17 autonomous communities track those who've been in contact with people who have COVID-19. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the plan after Spain recorded over 40,000 new coronavirus infections during the previous week, the highest weekly number since late March. Experts attribute the new surge to the inability to effectively track and trace contacts. Spain's government launched a COVID-19 fund of 16 billion euros, or roughly $19 billion, to strengthen public health services. Firefighters are cautiously optimistic about their progress to pin in California wildfires due to favorable weather conditions and reinforcements. The fires have killed at least 7 people since the August 15th storm and lightning strikes that ignited 3 huge fires in the San Francisco Bay Area. Governor Gavin Newsom says California has had 7,000 wildfires that have scorched nearly 2,200 square kilometers this year. The organizers of the Berlin International Film Festival say they'll stop awarding separate acting prizes to women and men beginning from next year. Those prizes for the best actor and actress will be replaced with a Silver Bear for best leading performance and a Silver Bear for best supporting performance.